Today on Capitol Hill, senators heard this warning.
My worst fears are that we, the field, the technology, the industry, cause significant harm to the world.
It may surprise you that those words came from an artificial intelligence developer. Sam Altman runs the company behind ChatGPT, OpenAI. He spoke about the potential and the risks of artificial intelligence. As senators expressed fears about misinformation, bias, threats to democracy, jobs. Cristiano Lima is covering the hearing. He's business reporter at The Washington Post. Cristiano, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is the lead Republican on the committee, and he asked, what kind of innovation will AI become? Let's listen.
Is it going to be like the printing press that diffused knowledge and power and learning widely across the landscape, that empowered ordinary everyday individuals, that led to greater flourishing, that led above all to greater liberty? Or is it going to be more like the atom bomb?
Did that capture the concerns that senators and technology experts expressed today at the hearing?
It did. We heard a great deal about the huge risks that might currently be posed by the technology, but also that it might pose in the future as this develops. You know, OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, which testified, it's a product that really has surged in the past 6 months and really exploded. So something we heard lawmakers repeatedly say is that, you know, this was a hearing we couldn't even have had a year ago today. And so it's difficult to map out where it's going, but the discussion was largely focused around what sort of checks should be in place, both within the industry and potentially that lawmakers should step in and impose to try to safeguard against some of these both doomsday scenarios, but also some more practical risks that the folks are grappling with nowadays.
It may come as a surprise to some to hear that, you know, people in industry would come to Washington asking for Congress to regulate it. But was that a pretty clear message, you think, from the industry persons?
We heard from Senator Blumenthal, who convened the session, that he thought it was really night and day what we heard from industry today compared to past hearings with the social media executives, for example. There are a lot of comparisons today to those sessions. And yes, Altman and others did in their testimonies embrace certain types of regulation. They proposed idea. Altman, the OpenAI chief, talked about potentially creating a licensing regime for AI products as they roll out. He talked about imposing potential safety requirements to make sure that companies vet their products for potential risks before they get rolled out. But, you know, I think one thing to stress is that this is appeared to be very much a preliminary hearing for lawmakers on Capitol Hill. And so we are a long ways away from getting to some of the devil in the details that have held up some of those efforts in the past.
Speaking of social media, many in Congress seem to concede that they failed to sufficiently regulate social media companies and they want to do better with artificial intelligence. And the question is how. The committee heard from Gary Marcus, a scientist and professor emeritus at NYU. He called for a cabinet-level organization to focus on AI, and this was his reasoning.
The number of risks is large. The amount of information to keep up on is so much. I think we need a lot of technical expertise. I think we need a lot of coordination of these efforts.
So these are some early thoughts on how potentially to regulate AI. Where do you see this regulatory conversation going from here?
Right. So we heard that proposal. We also heard some of the witnesses talk about potentially creating a separate agency or bureau within an existing agency to deal with some of these issues. And, you know, part of the context here is that there have been efforts to create entities like that for years. Democrats have proposed legislation to create an independent tech agency. Others have called for the Federal Trade Commission, which oversees a lot of these issues, to expand its capacity and potentially set up a tech bureau. But those efforts have run into a number of political hurdles and have largely failed to get up off the ground. And so lawmakers are still very much trying to find a way to thread the needle on how to develop a regulatory approach that's going to deal with the myriad concerns that we heard on display today.
Yeah. You know, I've covered a number of technology hearings on Capitol Hill, and frequently you have members of Congress who don't always speak very accurately about the technology at hand. In this case, is that a potential problem here? You have persons trying to regulate something they may not understand very well.
Right. I mean, we heard lawmakers concede that openly. Senator Kennedy at one point said, you know, we lawmakers have not been the best about catching up with tools like social media. And so, but they were very adamant in the fact that they need to be faster, get smarter, quicker in terms of getting a handle on this technology and what to do about it. And a number of lawmakers said that they hope that today's session would be the first step towards that. But, you know, given the fact that it's been over 5 years since Facebook first testified about some of the concerns about social media and that there's still no major laws on the books to deal with those issues, that lawmakers don't necessarily have the best track record when it comes to putting pen to paper on actually writing those rules.
Well, more regulatory conversation to come. Christiana Lima writes the Tech 202 newsletter for The Washington Post. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.